Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty and awesome, wonderful God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. As we're getting ready for service tonight, we give God glory.
All right.
Love you. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. While we're waiting for Mother Willette to come on, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, and I want to make sure because my computer been acting up. But we're going to go ahead, praise the Lord. Hopefully she'll be on just a minute to pray, and we'll go ahead and give God's praise right now until she does come on. Bless the Lord. Yes, she's on now, so we'll start our prayer in just a moment. But we just want to bless the Lord and give him glory for another new day that the Lord has given us, whether it's rain, shine, stunt, or snowing or whatever. He's deserved the praise, whatever storm going on in our lives. Hallelujah, whether it's the natural or the spiritual, he still deserves the praise. All glory and honor go unto him. So we thank him for this new day that he's added unto our lives. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in within me. Bless his holy name. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond every one of my faults, every one of my faults, every one of your faults, and he saw our need. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God. There is no words to express, glory to God, the love he gave to us to even love him back with. We bless him, give him glory, honor, and praise. Thank God again for, hallelujah, bringing us together for the Blog Talk Divine Connection Radio. Praise the Lord, a time where we can come together and exalt the Lord, pray in intercession, and stand in the gap, glory to God, for others, and also bring the word, hallelujah, the bread of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. And he said, glory to God, in his word, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we bless him for loving us, even in the challenging times, even when we are not lining up, glory to God, with his word the way we ought to. Thank God for his mercy and his grace, his love, hallelujah, that hallelujah that keeps us every day in his word, that we can be able to stand and hold fast to his promises if we just make up our mind, hallelujah, that him be first, hallelujah, and put this flesh, glory to God, crucified that he may be glorified. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. At this time, hallelujah, we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to get ready to go right on into our service, because some of our areas, we are having some weather is not severe, but thank God, praise God, we just believe in that he'll give us the space that we'll have tonight to be online. Let his will be done, but we bind up any interferences from the enemy because we may have, some rain is storming a little bit more in some areas than others. So we're just standing on the word, praise God, that we'll be able to get through tonight for whatever part. And if we get disconnected, we'll try again. And if you have to leave off the lines, we'll understand that too, praise the Lord. But we're going to go ahead and have this time as we give God praise in Jesus' name. We're going to have our, praise the Lord, have Mother Willette, the evangelist, open up, praise God, with prayer. Then we'll have Evangelist Mother Alexander bring our scripture reading.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for being the true and living God. Father God, I just bless your name. I praise you. I worship you. I thank you that this is the day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in you. And we thank you, Lord God, for us to be able to come and call on the name of Jesus, to call on you, our Father God, which art in heaven, to thank you for all that you're doing, hallelujah, for all that you have done. We thank you that you are just who you say you are, hallelujah, and you do what you say. We thank you, Lord God, that you love so much, that you would, that none should perish, but that all would come to repentance and come to know the Lord Jesus as Lord. Glory be to God. We thank you for this time. We'll come together to hear what thus saith the Lord. We thank you for your anointing upon the woman of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the rhema word, hallelujah, that will come forth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as she shared the word, it's really you sharing with us what you want us to have, Lord God, as a form of something to eat, hallelujah, from the word of God. We pray, God, that we receive what you will share with us tonight through the woman of God in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Father God, that your word, hallelujah, be like a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in our darkness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can trust you. We can lean and depend on you. If I had a song to sing, I would say, thank you, Lord, because I thank you for all that you have done. I know yet there is challenges, but God, we're not going through any challenge without you knowing everything about it and are getting us through it in Jesus' name because we belong to you. Oh, Father God, you've done such marvelous and wonderful supernatural things on our behalf. Sometimes we weren't even aware of what you were doing. God, as we slumbered and slept, you kept your eyes open, hallelujah, and you was watching over your word to perform it in our lives. We pray, oh God, for each person that will come on this line tonight, Lord God, and even those that will come later on and hear the word of God. And we pray, oh God, that we will govern ourselves according to the word of God in Jesus' name. We pray favor, grace, and mercy. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for healing those that were not feeling well, Lord God. You remember all those we've already lifted up, Lord God, that were not doing too good or may have procedures that they're going to go through tomorrow. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you touch every arthritic condition. We thank you, Lord God, that you heal every virus in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you give us, hallelujah, the fullness of life that Jesus talked about in John 10:10b. Glory be to God. He came that we can have the fullness of life. So, Father, we thank you this evening. We bless your people on tonight. We pray for the woman of God, the pastor, Lord God, of this great, Lord God, blog talk in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that you use it for your glory in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for the speaker of you speak, Lord God, and help us to take heed to what your word says. We honor you on tonight. We thank you that you'll take care of everything that's going on around us, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for safety if someone's traveling. We pray, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. Even in the storm, we pray take the destruction out of the storm. Thank you, you said, ask and you shall receive. So I thank you, Father. Father God, I bless you. I praise you. Thank you for on today. Thank you for the preached message on today. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, Father God, let your Holy Spirit have its way in all with those, Lord God, that stand in need of a special, Lord God, anointing, a special touch from you. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we pray the peace of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the healing power of God go forth in Christ Jesus' name. Drive out every headache in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We bless you, and we praise you. Your divine will be done now, and we love you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Continue to be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The scripture is coming from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who he will serve. Whatever the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, are the gods of the Amorites in whose land he dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word, Lord. In Jesus' name, we amen, and we give the scripture. Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Jesus, for the prayers and also for the scriptures. We go into the word tonight. We bless the Lord. Our speaker, Elder Johnny May, will be speaking on the 10th, praise God. She just, her baby, grandbaby, was born, and so in the meantime, that was just, and we celebrate him, praise the Lord, Mr. Gabriel. But in the meantime, I will stand in the stead tonight, and we look forward to hearing the Elder, praise God, the evangelist, in a couple of weeks, praise the Lord. I had a word that God was dealing with me about for a few days back and forth. Well, I say almost several now, but concerning choices, choose, choices that we have, and also to choose, and also to when we're making our choices. Praise God. And main thing is we want to make sure that our choice is to live for the Lord. I'm not sure of this little praise song. I probably won't get through it too much, but because of the weather's like it is, I'll probably do a little bit of skipping tonight so we can get the meat of the word and not just in case we have some interruptions. So just all of it's going to tie in, but it just may not be just a line up with an outline. Praise the Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross is before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. I had to what up because I didn't have the tune, so I just took it that way so at least you can get the idea, praise God, to make another choice to follow Jesus, no turning back. That should be our mindset, our determination, praise the Lord. And the choices, glory to God, that we have before us, and there we have the choice to live for him or choose other way if we live contrary to him. It's either heaven-bound or hell-bound. And we know that even in our choices, we've chosen to live for the Lord and given him our life. We also have received the Holy Spirit for the teacher, the lead, the guide, and the comforter. But on the journey, are we continuing to press and pursue? Because there will be some times we'll stumble and fall. But thank God he said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, and we got to be in a mindset that we are not going to just dismiss and, you know, put that up under the rug, unforgiveness because we've got hurt or disappointed and whatever, instead of going to that person or giving it to the Lord, we kind of brush it off and still try to walk through that regardless and continue. And then the other times we may be doing other things that are going on that's contrary. We can be overcomers here, triumphant in this thing, more than a conqueror there, victorious in that, but still this other thing over here we hadn't released and allow God to work through or whatever. And then sometimes some people, they just get saved, they got converted, but it's like the sores of the seed of the seed of the sore, according to what ground it fell on. And sometimes the cares of this life, people are allowing to be in and out and whatever. But we got to be determined that we're going to follow Jesus. So it's many scenarios why sometimes people don't line up, or us as believers, praise God, because the world going to do its thing. That was what we were in the world, and God brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So we got to make it sure that, glory to God, this thing between our two ears, this mind, we have to mind, glory to God, and that's the playground of the enemy, having the whole armor of God. But if we don't keep the armor and put it on securely, or keep it on securely when we go through the battle, then there's doors that'll be open, and sometimes things of our past, or things that we haven't released, or things that's going on in our present time, or things that we allow the enemy to get us ahead of God in what could and should and maybe didn't happen or should have happened and whatever like this. That's the playground of the enemy. We got to make sure that we have the mind of Christ and study, show ourselves approved, get rooted and grounded in the word, and get that word in us, so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And when it comes out of us, we want to make sure it's lining up with God's word in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We got to be into a mindset. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go over a couple of my notes here before I lose my focus here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. Praise God. And we do know there's consequences to our decisions, and we'll get back to that. So let me look at some choices. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word and be urgent in the season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience. And glory to God. And as we as believers, we may be called out to be ministers of the gospel, and we have a ministry, every one of us, for out to be a vessel that God can use to be a light and to be in a place, glory to God, that we'll have the ministry of reconciliation. But then we do have some that are called out and set apart for the fivefold ministry. Regardless of this, we still need to be in a place to submit in obedience to the Lord. And as Joshua said too, for me, choose you this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We got to be in a mindset too in that. I mean, we can't force anybody, especially even in our children or however, but there ought to be a standard set in our house. And even in this vessel of our own particular house and stuff like this, that how we're supposed to live for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Galatians 6, 1 through 10. Brethren, if a man be over... No, no, that's later, praise God. Let me go over here. I said I'm going to be skipping around. I got to make sure that I not allow myself to be focused on how the weather is. Praise the Lord. Now, we don't want to be perpetrators look over to God, appear to be holy and clean on the outside, but inside, like the scripture says, is dead men's bones. And what I'm saying, that comes out of Matthew 23:27. It said, when Jesus was saying, first clean the inside of the cup, and then the outside will also be clean. Woe unto teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you are like a washed. Whitewashed, that's what I'm supposed to wrote. I got washed. Whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside is full of dead men's bones and everything unclean, not clean. What are dead men's bones in our lives? When we start to feel the dry bones in our lives taking over, like depression, helpless, hopelessness, bitterness, or any other negative feeling, we have to make a choice to not claim, to hold on to them, choose not to claim or hold on to them. We got to speak, glory to God, life, and speak what the word says concerning us, casting all our cares, obeying the voice of the Lord, pulling down those strongholds, and praying and obeying. We said every glory to God, thought that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, we got to bring it down in captivity. So we got to work and keeping our minds the mind of Christ, and that's feeding our word. As it is said in Romans 12, we hear it all the time, and 1 and 2 about, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And be ye not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Too many of us are getting transformed, glory to God, by the cares of this life, whether it's through the internet, the television, or things we go through, or trials, or circumstances, or glory, how we feel about things, and how retaliation towards stuff instead of allowing God to be our vindicator. So many avenues that the enemy are trying to get into our lives, but we have to be the ones, glory, to make up our mind what God says in his word in the 11:6 of Hebrew, that, you know, faith is the only thing that pleases him. So when we diligently seek him, he'll reward us. But we got to have the faith to know that no matter what goes on, God got a plan and he know how to work it for the good. And we cannot be our own, glory to God, vindicator. We got to learn how, glory to God, to know that God's vengeance is his, said the Lord. And sometimes those doors are open when we are working so hard in other areas to be submitted and obedient to the Lord, making our choice to live for him. But then again, we have doors that are open that we need to close, making a choice to live the holy and righteous life of the Lord. We can't do it on a part-time basis. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 36, 25 and 27, it said, the Lord said, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from the and from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. When we make up our minds to follow Jesus. And you know the Lord says, you know how sometimes people will say, oh, God know my heart, and God say, your heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? He knows it and whatever, and he's trying to transform our heart into his, and the only way that can be done when we submit and not, you know, and be not conformed to this world, but submit ourselves and commit ourselves to his will, and really, I make the choice that I want to live for him, and that is going to be back to that relationship, spending that time with him. Praise God. God is our refuge and our vindication. Vindicator, praise God. And that glory to God. Jesus says, in his word, what does it mean to choose to obey? No, I'm saying, I wrote, I'm skipping something. He said, what does it mean to choose to obey God? It shows God that we trust him. Obedience can mean following God's lead, even when we are not sure of the outcome. That's having that faith, glory to God, when I can trust him, when I can't trace him. And then he said, obedience can be tough. Many times it means taking the higher road, even when there is an easy way out and an option. And that is so sad that in the body of Christ, many times some people don't want to stand the test. They don't want to suffer nothing, go through nothing. That's a part of, you know, as it says in Galatians 5:22, and the suffering. And we realize Jesus went through on our behalf, and even go right, took on sin, glory to God, that we should have had the penalty for that. And in the meantime, all the suffering that he went through, and he, glory to God, was raised now over the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. But he also sent us back a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that will teach and lead and guide us. We grieve him and override him because still yet that flesh has not come under subjection. And in the meantime, what's in the heart going to come out, because under abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. We want to go over there to get conditioned to the fact that whatever comes out of it will glorify the Lord and minister to the hearer. Glory to God, whoever we're speaking to or whoever we're witnessing to or just even our life, because we might be the only Bible somebody reads. What is our choice? To live for him full-heartedly, righteous, and glory to God, crucifying this flesh and living a holy life, or we're going to take the low road, which end up in the end going to lead us onto Hollywood Boulevard, which if we continue on that road, going to lead us into hell. Praise the Lord. Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, which you may observe to do according to all that's within it. That's what the Lord had told Joshua as he transitioned over to God, Moses off the scene, to bring Joshua into that place. And where he started, it says, obedience may require sacrifice, discipline, and stretching ourselves outside our comfort zone. That's another thing about suffering, not want to be stretched outside of our suffering, because some things it is challenging and seems to be difficult. But he said, the way of the transgressor is hard, but my commandments are not grievous. And when God commanded something that seems hard to us and our flesh, glory to God, don't want to do it, as we can remember, as we build ourselves up in our most holy faith in God's word, standing on his promises and standing on his word and getting to a place where we fall in love with him, our soul, mind, heart, glory to God. We'll get to that place and so forth like this no matter what. God, not my will, but nevertheless, thy will be done. And we've seen the manifestation of his power and his anointing and the various things he then brought us through. And looking back even in the scripture of the old patriots, our Old Testament, up into the new, up into even the lives of those around us and even our own lives, those that help us build ourselves up in our faith so it won't be so easy to succumb to the things of the enemy in the name of Jesus. So we got to make up our mind in the midst of the challenge, not saying that we're not going to falter or fall. But in the meantime, we're not going to have ourselves that we just, you know, making excuses. And this is so sad that these kinds of teaching has to even go through the body of Christ, because we see a great falling away now. We're finding out a lot of situation where people using excuses, why this, that, and the other. Something that Mother Alexander talks about a lot, even looking at the falling away in the church. One time, true enough, because of the pandemic, the plague that was here, there were certain things, glory to God, and certain criteria we need to fall up under. But look, 2 years later, and you still yet, you know, all the time watching television and you have to, you know, do service that way. You don't even have that going on. You know there's going to be some people that was going to get real relaxed and so forth, not even do that. Now it's to the point where even the larger churches, there is a percentage not coming. Then you have something that where it was about 500 or 600 people, now it may be 200 or 300 people. You had 50 people in the church, now you're down to 25. You had 25 in the church, now you might have 12, you might have 10. In this way, we're looking at the fact that, well, who, glory to God, are you going to serve? Choose you this day. Mammon, glory to God, this world, or are you going to choose God? Because in the midst of it all that relaxation, and you don't get caught up in, you get caught up in the cares of this life, and talking about the fear, there's no fear now. Well, I mean, we know something is trying to rise back up again, but the power and authority that we have to bind it up and pray and believe God, and on 91 song, 23rd song, or whatever else, glory to God, we believe in God's word, that he's our protector, our shield, our blood cover, and even if it come now our dwelling, we know, glory to God, this too shall pass. God is our healer and our deliverer. But right now, it's not fear. Glory to God. What it is for all these last couple of years, for the people getting spent the last year or so, is the fact that it got just real comfortable. You go to you go to the ball games, you go over to that grocery shop, and you go over to God to the islands, you go to the concerts, you go every place else. So how are we going to use that excuse? Praise the Lord for that. But anyway, part of choices. Many different kinds of choices, we can say. That might not be everybody's situation, glory to God. Our choices to obey, therefore, demonstrate our trust in God. It shows that even though it's hard, even though it doesn't make sense, he will still do it. Praise the Lord. We got to make sure, and no matter what, God, I trust you when I can't trace you. And if it is, and I'm short in my faith in that, forgive me, strengthen me. Draw strength, glory to God, from the word, from the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Draw strength from one another. Build each other up, glory to God. Esteem others more highly than ourselves. Study. Stay in good in a good church service, up under good leadership that's living what they're preaching in the name of Jesus. And also live a life, glory to God, accordingly. And build each other up, glory to God, even in these prayer times, the times, glory to God, are sharing and bringing the word, glory to God. Question, there are things in your life that God is asking you to do that are not tough, or that makes sense. Your obedience will show God that you trust him. It will be accounted as the evidence of your faith. Obey God to give, even when your budget is tight. Obey God and forgive even when it hurts so bad. Obey God when you've been passed by for promotion. Obey God and love your unlovable spouse. Oh, glory to God, unconditionally. Praise the Lord. Choose. We can obey our Heavenly Father if we choose to trust and obey the Lord Jesus. Meditate upon his word every day. Walk by faith. Walk, glory to God. Walk by faith when the way is not clear. Praise the Lord. God was, just like he told Abraham, he told him, come out from among his kindred and so forth like this. He told him all about, glory to God, how he will be the father of many nations as far as the seas, the sand of the stars in the sky. He told them all about what is to come, but he didn't tell them what he had to go through to get there. And that's following faith, glory to God. He don't even know where he was going, but he was being led by the Spirit. Glory to God. The faith that he had in the word of God, that he said what he said. There he stood on God's word. There was a time to come to up, glory to God, him, Sarah and him, about the, you know, 25 years and almost 25 years passed and no baby yet, glory to God. But in the meantime, they held on to it until we got to a point where, but so in the, even in that, God still turned around and made it for good, even though they brought up the son of flesh with Ishmael, glory to God, and the son of promise was Isaac. God, through it all, he still blessed and brought it to pass. Even when he had to sacrifice his son, he believed God, if it had to be sliced and diced, God was going to keep his word and raise that son back up. Even when he was going up the mountain to get ready for the sacrifice, he said, me and the lad is coming back, even though he was told that it was going to be a sacrifice of the son. That's our faith that we got to work, get to that place that we will get there and say that Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. When Hosea said, not Hosea, that's another story. When it was Habakkuk, when he said, I will yet praise thee, no cattle in the stall, no glory to God, figs on the tree, no grapes on the vine. Glory to God, he still said, I will yet praise thee. We got to build ourselves up to that point and with one another that we will have that yet praise, that we will have that determination. My choice is to live for the Lord. Amen. Jesus is the pattern for obedience. Jesus explained the need to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish the work in John 4:34. And even, glory to God, through all that Jesus went through, glory to God, praise the Lord, amen. There was still going to be the Pharisees, the Sadducees. There's going to be enemies out there, and whatever, but it didn't take him off course. He steadied the course no matter what, that we, glory to God, ought to live. And the same thing, glory to God, he had even some of his old patrons. And we look back even at the life of Samuel, glory to God, and Hannah prayed for a son, and she finally prayed, and she was being ridiculed by, glory to God, the other wife, glory to God, but she still stayed in the temple, glory to God, praying and believing God. And finally her prayer got to the point, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. And even while she was there praying, here's the priest, glory to God, Eli. He, glory to God, thought she was drunk, glory to God. He didn't even discern that the woman was praying and seeking out the face of God, because he done got to a place, he done got old, he done turned back around and got relaxed and stuff like that, and the things of God. His son's out there, glory to God, laying out with the women, even when the sacrifice was supposed to be made. He's, glory to God, desecrating the sacrifice of the people and whatever, like this, laying and fornicating, glory to God, at the temple and whatever. And he did not chastise, but he raised Samuel up as, glory to God, one of God's vessels that God can use. And in Samuel's life, he never, when Anna was able to get her request done, God blessed, she kept her word. Of course, God kept his and always will. And then she, after a certain time, he was weaned at 5 years old and went to the temple and so forth like this, and as he was raised up and so forth like this, even the Lord used him at a young age to even have, he thought the Lord had called, he thought Eli was calling him, and it was about 3 times. Finally, he told him to go back and lay down and so forth. It's the Lord. And when the Lord spoke to him, he spoke to him about Eli, glory to God, because Eli had gotten to a point where in his disobedience and his choice of not being in compliance with God's word, he let him know and so forth like this, destruction was going to come, and that he was going to die and whatever. Because the fact of it is, this constantly disobeying God. But nevertheless, the choice that even Samuel made, there's nothing in the word that had anything that he ever turned on God or walked with God for a season and then turned back around. And just like many of the kings and glory to God, many men and women of God, not women of God, but maybe some too, but anyway, at the time and so forth, when they were called out, there's some, they just like with Israel, walk with God for a season, and then here it is sin. Walk with God for another season, and here it is, they fell away, and whatever like this. But that one was one that even he didn't have to be restored, because he never fell into that place where with God of disobedience. Amen. That just came back to mind too. Well, Jesus is the pattern for our obedience, so we need to follow that. He has already raised others up after him too as well. How to obey your Heavenly Father is choose to trust him. Meditate upon his word every day. Walk by faith when the way is not clear. Decide to experience possible conflict. Leave all the consequences to him and accept divine chastisement in the response to disobedience. The Bible says my commandments are not grievous, only to the transgressors. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, according to 1 John 5:3. His commandments does not weigh us down. If you love me, it's in John 15, if I'm not mistaken, it says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Praise the Lord. Obedience is an act of worship. God rewards obedience. Obedience to God proves our love. Obedience to God demonstrates faith. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seems right to man, but that way leads to destruction and also to death. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. 1 Corinthians 10:21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of the devil. 1 Corinthians 10:28. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Praise the Lord. We got to make sure that we examine ourselves daily, make sure we're in the faith. And 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first began at the house of God, and if the first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Hear and obey. Now, there was Cain who murdered his own brother, Abel. Cain was the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, making him the first human child to be born in the Bible. The Bible account of Cain and Abel begins with the two brothers bringing their offering to the Lord. Instructs them to sacrifice. Firstborn lamb is like an example of Christ Jesus. It's a symbol of his son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. God was pleased that Abel's sacrifice was not Cain's, because Cain rather did it his own way, choice. He disobeyed God. Cain willingly would not heed. God instructed. As a result, Cain next evenly, falsely grieved and anger. And dejected and jealous. Soon fierce anger led him to commit the murder of Abel in Genesis 4:6-7. The Lord said, Cain, where art thou angry? Why is your face downcast? Praise God. After you tell me, and those some things and so forth like this that was just mentioned, how people get angry and how they be jealous and how they full of greed and glory to God and various other things that cause them to do things that be detrimental. The choices that we make will cause the consequences, glory to God, of our suffering and sometimes even death. If we do not, and even as a person that even done wrong, happen to be in suffering and so forth because of the hand of somebody else because of what they feel against you. If you do what is right, will you be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, glory to God, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Hebrews 11:4. By faith, Abel offered up unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being he being dead, yet speaketh his blood speaketh from the grave. Praise the Lord. I'm going to skip over some of that. Praise the Lord. Hear and did not obey. Jonah was a prophet of God, but once God told him to go to Nineveh and tell them to repent, Jonah disobeyed because he was afraid. He didn't think they deserved to be forgiven. Jonah 1:1. Isn't that something? What we think. And I suppose somebody is thinking that same thing about us. Where would we be if everybody was thinking in that kind of mindset? Thank God for Jesus, and thank God we're not him. And each one of us ought to be to that point. Thank God for Jesus. Because the same way we're sitting up here wishing harm on somebody else or wishing them dead or wishing this thing transpire, or they get somebody else is feeling that same way about us, about something they don't like about us. Thank God for Jesus. Jonah disobeyed because he was crazy. He didn't think, okay then. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up and flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You can never run from the presence of the Lord. Thought he was. And went to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down, glory to God, hallelujah, into the hull of the ship. And went down the ship and go them unto, he went in the, on the in the in the ship and went to sleep. That's what I want to just go and skip and stuff over. And while he was in there, glory to God, there was the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. But in the meanwhile, praise the Lord, the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his own God and cast for their wares and that were in the ship into the sea, and they lightened up their ship. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship. He lay and was fast asleep. The shipmaster wanted to know, what means this? Arise and call upon the God, if so be that the God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said unto every one of his followers, come and let us cast lots, and so that we can find out who caused this? And the lots fell upon Jonah. And then he said unto them, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is it that thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And what people are thou? And Jonah said unto them, I am Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. So if you fear the Lord, that kind of fear. Okay, you fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That kind of fear of reverence in him. But the fear actually that God was going to do something, if we really have that fear of God and reverence in him, like, well, a lot of things we would not do. So that is kind of really crazy how that is. He's saying that he feared the Lord. But nevertheless, hallelujah, they end up he ended up telling his story, and then they threw him overboard. We don't even realize sometimes the trouble that we bring on to others when we're not walking upright and when we're not doing what God. And if God want to get your attention, oh, he know how to shake the boat, shake your life, shake up some things, and not even realizing sometimes the danger that we put other people in sometimes and so forth because we're out of place. That's something to think about in our choices and what we chose to do. Praise the Lord. But thank God at the end of the day, he ended up over to God, being thrown over into a big fish and over that been in there 3 days, and then finally got to the point where what he would have made the journey in 3 days, he made it in one, and go over to God to accomplish what God wanted. So more to the story of that, but still yet God got his attention to get him into the place. But just think about you making a decision, again, saying go over to God that because I don't want them to be delivered because God may have mercy, and I'm mad, I'm going to do this or that and bring more glory to God, hardship on yourself. Hear and did not obey. The God of heaven, which has made the sea of the day and the land, the men were, and see, all right, I went all through that, so we didn't roll back over that. Sometimes in the body of Christ is a need for a digital detox. Every bad decision one makes is a price tag. Fear, insecurity, and worry are all very real. They can paralyze us, or they can be used to as a building block, discern the times and know what to do. Think it not strange of the fiery trials coming against you as though some strange thing had happened to you. Life never going to exempt us from things that we fear. God with us every step of the way, because he said he never leave us nor forsake forsake us. And we know the decision of the three Hebrew boys were determined not, they were not going to bow down to no graven image in the name of Jesus. And it said, if God don't live, we know he's able. And they were thrown into the fiery furnace, a real fiery furnace, that glory to God, even the one that slew them in, glory to God, got consumed. But they went in there tied, bound up, glory to God. And when God, glory to God, blessed, the king said, I thought I threw three in there, but I see four as the son of God. But in the meantime, God blessed, and they was loosed in there walking around with no stitch of smoke or what. God know how to deliver, and he know how to make glory to God your enemy, your footstool, and he know how to make glory to God their eyes to come open to the true and living God. And just like those ones that was on the ship with Jonah, they call out to their gods didn't wasn't able to do anything. But when Jonah, God, glory to God, told him to pray and talk to him, glory, when they threw him overboard, hallelujah, change took place. That would bring awareness of how powerful our God is. Amen. How God, when Daniel in the lion's den, the same thing, glory to God. No matter what, he was not going to bow down to the decree, glory to God, of the ones that was against him, called himself setting the trap and snare for him. But he went on into the lion's den. God put those lions' mouths tight where they could not slew him and delivered him, and know that their God is God. And then the ones that, glory to God, that lied on him, they were through, and the lion's mouth was open and slew them. Praise the Lord. We are all faced with challenges of controlling of our thoughts, which have a huge impact on our actions and emotions, and sometimes feel out of our control. It feels like it's out of our control. Satan uses our thoughts as a way of trying to control us. If you sometimes feel trapped in a cycle of wrong thinking, let what the word says show us how to take control of our thoughts and life and to find victory in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which are but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight and glory. Now, you know that scripture right there is mind-blowing. Glory to God, when it said our light affliction. Because of many things and so forth, glory to God, it don't feel like it. But the place that Paul was in his life, the life that he lived, and his trust and his faith in the Lord, the relationship that he had with God, he called his light affliction. All glory to God, them been stoned, glory to God, practically almost to death, them been snake bitten, them been, glory to God, beaten, glory to God, after death. He done been in situations, glory to God, in prison, back and forth, and in prison writing all these encouraging and wisdom, glory to God, from the prison house, in the name of, and the prison, glory to God, wasn't like some of these prisons they have where you, glory to God, have the best, glory to God, life. Some of these prisoners nowadays in some places are living their best life, better than some of the people on the street. He was, glory to God, in stock and glory to God, and not in horrific situations and stuff like this, but still yet, he said his light affliction. Glory to God, can you imagine to get to a place more and more where Jesus wants us to be able to cast all our cares upon and choose that I'm going to live for God. Choose this day, glory to God, whatever's going on, even through the pain, the disappointment, the anger, the frustration, and whatever. God, it hurts, but I'm going to trust you, glory to God, to bring me through and to bring it out. And your word says you're going to work it for the good. You said you'd never leave me. You told me to cast all my cares upon you because you care for me. You say, glory to God, all you that are heavy laden, come to me and I give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. His word, glory to God, he's meek and lowly. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. He done told us, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that no matter what, hallelujah, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, I raise up a standard against him. Oh, glory to God, we bless the Lord. Amen. And says, in Amplified says, for our momentary light distress, this passing trouble is producing for us eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. Fullness beyond all measures, surprising all comparisons, a transcend splendor and endless blessedness. Faith over fear. If faith was easy, everyone would be faithful. Being a Christian is not, and we're born again believers. A lot of people are Christians. Hallelujah. What they whether they, glory to God, recognized or whether they called glory to God in whatever category they live as a Christian. But we're talking here, born-again believers that are really standing on the word. It says being a Christian isn't about knowing what is store for you. It is the decision to choose faith when life tells you something different. It is looking not at your past, but in your future. It's about faith in this plan. Glory to God. In Jeremiah 29:11 told me, I know the thoughts I think to you, the plan I have for you is good, but not for evil. Give me that maintenance, the blessing, the prosperity. Give you, glory to God, a future. Praise the Lord. It is not faith in this plan. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. That's why we got to make sure what comes in between these ears and what comes in these eye gates and what we speak out of our mouth. Because watching certain things over and over and over, just listen at the news sometimes, and the same thing is played and played and played. They're played about 3 or 4 times in the same segment. Going on or whatever. Got to be the ones that come in right after the sister station, or somebody else. The next news coming is repeat. Oh, this about this killing and this or whatever, and this did this and the heart did that and this one did this and this did that and whatever, like over and over and over and over. And we don't feed our spirit and make sure we be wise of what gets in there. And we're hearing bad news all the time, hearing turmoil all the time, hearing what's going on all the time. How in the world can we have faith enough in there if we don't be wise and say, guard our hearts with all diligence? It'll be depression, oppression, suppression, and our conversation will be about everything that's going wrong and what's negative, and it won't be no building up of what God's word says to counteract what's going on. We have to be wise, glory to God, in what's going in these eye gates, what we going in these ear gates, what's coming out of our mouth, out of the abundance of the heart. If that's what we're speaking, that's what we're feeding. Feed that spirit man, and that spirit man, glory to God, will cancel out the stuff that the flesh man want to rise up and say and what he want to do in the name of Jesus. Let our light so shine, glory to God. Make sure we feed our spirit with the word of God. And we're not saying not to watch news, but you have to, glory to God, anything we overindulge in is not good. Whether it's eating something, whether it's drinking something, or whether it's out doing other things that are contrary to the will of the Lord, or either something was good, but it turned back around and overindulged in it, it can turn back around and end up being a problem. We need to make sure when it comes to the spiritual things, glory to God, and hearing God's voice, he will tell us how, glory to God, what to embrace, what not to embrace, what to touch, what to taste, what to whatever like this. Amen. It is a decision to choose faith when life tells you something different. Okay, faith comes by hearing. We got that. What not faith is sin. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Time is it? Is it the time? Praise the Lord. God can be moving in our life or speaking, and man may not even recognize it. Oh, God, recognize that it's God. And how many times, sometimes, and so forth, when we're not in place or tuned in or we're skipping times being with the Lord or praying, or we get so relaxed or we get so caught up in our jobs or out, glory out in our missions and things that we are doing, glory to God, or running the children to the soccer game, the ball game, or trying to get them to the lessons or trying to get them to over here or trying to get over here working 2 and 3 jobs or this, that, and the other. We start giving him potato chips and hot dogs. Where's the filet mignon? Where's the greens? Where's, glory to God, the things that are going to build our spirit? We're giving, glory to God, that time and praying. As soon as the crisis comes, oh, we can pray fast. We want people to pray fast. And then we'll result right back to the same old thing. That's one thing. When God brings us out of things, how much of the change is taking place when, glory to God, we're to be walking in truth and righteousness, or when we are supposed to be spending time with him and we end up spending time more with other things. Things that we turn back around and start making idols out of, our jobs or our children or our education, glory to God, our status and this, that, and the other, and we're agreed about the money, this, that. We start getting distracted. It said in the word, it's like, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? What did hinder you? Praise the Lord. We got to be careful about, sometimes people can mess around and make their own problems, their God. Because if you turn back around and meditating on that, talking about that, going to sleep with it, waking back up in it, sleeping with it every day and every night, and more come out of your mouth more about the things of the devil, not the devil, of this world or whatever like this, right, which is associated if we spend too much in it, we end up making that thing an idol. When we got so many problems, we can't even meditate on the thing. We know there's going to be some distraction sometimes, and sometimes glory to God will can hurt us and overwhelm us. But we ought to not stay in the winter, stay in that season the whole time. We ought to be looking to God or praying or getting somebody to touch and agree and whatever. Like, and some things may be seasonal for a short spirit, but we ought to not just live there, even in grief. Oh, glory, that didn't happen a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and we still grieving over that. Sometimes it can be a situation that doesn't happen, or something that's going on, or some things we done hear that can be in our past, or things that were when we was a child, or in a bad relationship, or some hurt from some church hurt or whatever. And the time goes on, and we still can't function to go forward. We're still looking in the rearview mirror, and we keep doing that and driving the vehicle, we're going to crash. We've got to be, start looking to a point. I look to the hills, but coming my help. My help coming from the Lord. And we know it could be hurtful and challenging, but Jesus already went through so we can go through. And then he gave us the Holy Spirit, which is the comforter, that with many times people don't let him comfort us. And then, glory to God, there are times when somebody God can bless and try to encourage you and strengthen you. Oh, yeah, child, but, you know, everybody got to die from something. Oh, yeah, this, that, and the other. You ought to not hurt that person's feeling because of this, that. And Jesus had to turn back around and tell the Pharisees and the Sadducees and stuff like that, you blind as a bat. We got to know, Lord, there's a time and season of everything. If we be led by the Spirit, we'll know what to say, when to say, what to embrace, what not to embrace. But we got to do this thing God's way in the name of Jesus. Because some people, glory to God, if you pacify them, they're going to continue. Sometimes they got to have a hard word, glory to God. And that thing that they're saying, glory to God, I can't remember the little slogan and stuff like when they talk about glory to God, when you got a tough love. Sometimes it got to be, but it ought to not be no tough love all the time and abusing somebody and ridicule them and downgrading them because something you don't like and what you think they ought to be and trying to go over to God, trying to tell them about hell all the time. You going to tell them how to get out of hell or not to go to hell or whatever. Well, you can't get out of it. You might get out of a hellish situation. But in the meantime, we ought to be working in that. But then when truth comes, you can't be a partaker of another man's sin. Amen. Choices. Choose. And what have you chosen? God is moving and going to God and people not even recognize. If you're not tuned into the Spirit of the Lord, he can be. And sometimes we can have such a desire of something, glory to God, that we override the Spirit and still yet we're trying to find somebody to agree with what we want and it's not the will of God in the name of Jesus, which is a big error. The enemy just laughing and glory to God entrapping and snaring. We ought to be seeking the faith and be able to have somebody that's not going to downgrade to belittle you or ostracize or criticize you, but in the meantime, they're going to tell you the truth. It can be, glory to God, another prayer partner. It can be your pastor. It can be somebody that's just love God and truth. You want truth so that way you won't end up falling off the bridge, glory to God, or going down, falling in a ditch and whatever like this right here. He said the blind leads the blind. We can't be afford to allow ourselves and see our brothers on the way to hell, glory to God, and continue and don't even say, don't mention, don't encourage. And God bless us. Sometimes if you're not, and he said the person, glory to God, you got to be in a place of meekness to restore somebody, to have that kind of heart to do so and not come, glory to God, critical and downgrading and whatever. So amen, bless the Lord. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's some things over that we may be going through in life, and God has to bring awareness through somebody else to speak a word, whether through your pastor, whether you heard a word through the prayer, or somebody came on one and one, and so forth like this right here, to bring an awareness that I wasn't even aware that I allowed the enemy to come in and take over my mind or either had me, glory to God, deceive about something or whatever. When the awareness comes, when you see the light, then you walk therein. The Bible says in Psalms 119, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my pathway. And sometimes things can bombard us and we can go through some trouble. We got to take a step at a time. If that light got to light that pathway, we'll step at a time towards the things of God, then that's what we got to do until, glory to God, we can run and not be run or walk and run. No, so what is it? Isaiah 40, glory at 28, children, has thou not known, has thou not known that everlasting God, glory to God, and it goes on down into about running and not be weary, walking and not faint. We got to get to that place that we can run and not walk in the things of our flesh and be able to go over to God, run and not be weary, and be able to soar like that eagle, grow above the circumstances and things that we are going on and not allow them to take over and overwhelm us. Let me get back to my thought here. The word says, I will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. And we need to know that by studying the word of God to show ourselves approved, being able to learn, glory to God, what the word of God says about us. Then we'll know about what this flesh is saying. Then we also will know the tactics of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Romans 103:11, for as high as heaven is above the earth, glory, so great is the loving devotion of those who fear him and that fear the Lord. Praise God. Isaiah 55:9-12. For as of heaven as higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than our ways. And glory to God. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Seek the will of God. When attacked by people, the Lord says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Glory to God. Something Daughtry, Pastor Daughtry said, the cause of desires for revenge is predictable. Refuse to fight in the flesh. Glory to God. David had an opportunity to kill Saul, glory to God, when Saul kept on, you know, constantly casting him on the run and fighting against him and throwing spears and doing things, glory to God. Even the time he was in that cave and he had opportunity to kill Saul, glory to God, or bring harm to him, but he said, I will not harm God's anointing. We got to be able to hear God and know what God is saying and not allow the spirit of the enemy, glory to God, to persuade us, manipulate us, glory to God, to bring harm to anybody or do anything contrary to the will of the Lord. We're getting ready to bring it on in, praise the Lord. There's consequences, glory to God, to our decision-making. And when we're making decisions, especially a contrary to the will of the Lord, yield not to temptation. We run risk of an earthly death. Glory to God, disregarding God's commands and disobedience, rebelling and stubborn and refusing to change. God's word says, if you partake with unconfessed, sins, God will judge you and bring, glory to God, or bring and or allow weakness to on things, glory to God, in life, that the doors, glory to God, be open when God says, you know, for us to be obedient to him, and then we will choose our decision to live on or not, or either be disobedient. We open doors for the devil, and we open doors, glory to God, for harm or danger, glory to God, can come against us if we don't do it God's way, praise God. And he said the wages of sin is death. We want to make sure that what we are doing is to glorify the Lord. There had so many, glory to God, of his patrons that heard God's word, were under pressure, and they obeyed what God says, praise the Lord. What Moses had said, that I'd rather, glory to God, he'd rather, glory to God, suffer, glory to God, with his people, glory to the Hebrews, rather than have pleasure, glory to God, with the sin, glory to God, with in Pharaoh's house, praise the Lord. Those who willingly choose to follow God, obey him, are the ones who rewards. Once we obey God's will and follow after him, we will find peace instead of turmoil. We'll find God in his justice, glory to God, instead, glory to God. And those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Joseph refused to dishonor God by laying with his master's wife, even though he was put in prison, glory to God, on a lie, glory that God favored him and still, glory that used him. He had such a meek and mild spirit, glory to God, hallelujah, even when his brothers had thrown him in the, thrown him in that pit, and glory from the pit, he went into, glory to God, slavery, from slavery to prison, glory to God, and in prison, glory to God, after he was part of his wife, glory to God, as he was working for him, then the wife come up against him, then he was put there, glory to God, for some years, but God, he found favor no matter what. God always gave him favor, and even the time, glory to God, while he was in, he became, glory to God, interpreted Pharaoh's dream and became second in command, and even when his brothers came, he had an opportunity. He could have put him in prison, he could have hung him, he could have did whatever. He said, but y'all meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. God had a purpose, all that for them to save, glory to God, his family, Pharaoh, for the house of, glory to God, of all the people and whatever like this. Even in that country, God, it was awesome. Glory to God for the wisdom that he gave him through all that he went through. He stood, glory to God, and God blessed in a miraculous way. Hallelujah. So we got to be into that place where we want God to be honored in what we do. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We already talked about the Hebrew boys, and we also know, glory to God, injustice, we find love and joy instead of malice and strife. Glory to God. Joe chose not to be revengeful towards his brethren. God blessed, even though they portrayed him. Obedience shows God that we love him, we trust him. In turn, activates his power in our lives. But most importantly, there is a reward for our obedience. Glory to God. Choice, an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities, the choice between good and evil. What is your choice? What have you chosen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's to select feeling freely and after consideration, choosing this, glory to God, whether you're going to live for him or live, glory to God, a life reckless, or live a life in glory to God. God knows my heart. Praise the Lord, not recognizing the trick of the enemy that can cause our lives, glory to God, to be in jeopardy of the crisis that we can have to go through. Praise the Lord. We need to learn how to just meditate on God's word, stand on his promise, and know, glory to God, in the midst of all that goes on, I'm going to hear and I'm going to obey. I'm not going to allow the enemy to cause me, glory to God, to be fearful and fretful. I'm getting that time now. It says John 4:18, perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear has torment. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Glory to God. We want to be our mission is to be submitted to the mission of Christ. Praise the Lord. God does not intend for us to be afraid of coming to him. Even when we make mistakes, he wants us to come to him boldly to the throne of grace. He would have wanted to give us help. He's the one who calls us to overcome and be triumphant. Glory to God. Sin will struggle. Glory to God. Sin will cause us to struggle and to suffer. Praise God. But God wants us, glory, to have life and have it more abundantly, because he done told us that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, and he came to give us life. And over in 1 Peter, he done told us, glory to God, also submit ourselves to the Lord, and he resist the devil, and he'll flee. He told us over in Peter 5 and so forth, like, about being humble, and glory, he'll do the exalted. He told us, glory to God, about how the enemy wants to turn back around and come as a roaring lion, and he told us how being diligent, and how being diligent, glory to God, and being alert because of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Oh, we need our security is in the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Glory to God. And as he stands at the door and knock, help us, glory to God, to hold fast to the promise of the Lord and be in a place to press and pursue. Praise the Lord. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Praise the Lord. Pursue. Follow someone to overtake. Glory to God. Perseverance. We want to persevere in doing something. If that persistence is doing something, no, despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. And we want no reservation or hesitation. The action of reserving something, qualification to an express an agreement. Hesitation, the action of pausing or hesitating before saying or doing something. Press, move, cause to move into a position of contact with something by exerting a continuous physical force. Praise the Lord. We want to be in a place that we pursue after God, persistence, glory. I don't have no reservation on the reservation or hesitation. Persistence, glory to God. And knowing, glory to God, I'm not going to be procrastinating. I'm not going to have no hesitation. I'm going to go after whatever God is saying, trust him, and not, glory, allow the situation or circumstances to cause me, glory, break my vow with him. God, we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. And we need to, glory, have that time to commune with God and spend time with him and stand on his word and his promises and not allow, glory, what we go through to hinder us and not allow it to dictate to us, glory to God, and keep us out of the will of God. And we live a life of faith. Now it's a total trust in our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God, our Father, who never stopped loving us and never will. Praise the Lord. And he'll love us all the way to your decision to go to hell, because his love does not stop. And glory to God. And he's not a God that lie, and his hand is not too short to deliver. And glory to God. And he is one, glory to God, is not slacking his promises. And glory to God, if God said it, it's already settled. Now will you believe it and what his word says? Praise the Lord. Don't allow the enemy to cause us to be entertained by the things of this world or situations, or cause us to get caught up with our flesh on parade, and cause us to get caught up, glory to God, and our eye gates is on pornography or seducing spirits, or our eyes are on lusting after this and lusting after that. And the lust don't always have to be a man or a woman, glory to God. It's lusting after things and situations and stuff, glory to God, that we want, instead of waiting and do, like he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this righteousness and everything else will be added, in the name of Jesus. God is such an awesome God, a phenomenal God. All he want to do is raise up people that will acknowledge him and praise him and worship him and submit and be obedient to him. Glory to God and blessed plan that he had for us. He want to bless us, but he want things in order. As we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else to be added, what we want, whether we for food or drink or houses or land, or whether it's clothing, whether it's, glory to God, a mate or whatever. Everything else, glory to God, will be added. God want to bless us. He just don't want us, glory, to seek after riches and the things of this world, make it our choice, glory to God, to go after stuff when we need to wait on God and let him, glory to God, show us the way that we're to go and to be able to wait on the timing of what God want done, not on our own timing. He is the God of our salvation, the author and the finisher of our faith, and he has great plans for us. Glory to God, but we need to be in his will. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. And he wants us to walk in obedience. And glory to God, he has so much, glory to God, that still yet can be said concerning our choices. And glory to God, that even in the midst of all the turmoil and things, and even when we make a mistake, even like Peter, glory to God, he loved the Lord, and glory to God, he was very boastful, and glory to God, and thought no matter when trials came that he would be able to stand and whatever, he'll be there. But then he did follow God, but he followed him for afar, and then even after everything that Jesus already told him, that the cup was thrown three times, he would deny him three times before, glory to God, before the cock crowed. And when he did, he was so sorrowful, and he repented of whatever, and he was so heartbroken. But when Jesus did come to him and so forth, after the resurrection, he told him and so forth, like, Peter, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, God, you know I love you. But there was three times, just like the cock, just like that, the denial was three times. But he made up his mind, and I'm telling you, even when he went through even his shadow, glory to God, when he made up his mind to live for Jesus, his shadow people were getting saved by, and he refused to be crucified. When they did crucify him, he wanted to be crucified upside down. He didn't even count it worthy. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord for so many patriots in the word. Glory to God. Even when, glory to God, you do great exploits like Elijah, glory to God, on Mount Carmel. Great exploits, glory to God. Powerful anointing, glory to God. To kill up the 450 prophets. He done let them do all of their things and all of their work, calling on their God, slicing himself up and down, this, that, nothing happened. But here's God, glory to God. Oh, my Lord. Even put water on the altar, then the fire, glory to God. Anything wet, you know, it's hard for glory to God, anything to burn. But the power of God in operation in this life, he turned back around, and 450 of them was killed. And then here it is, Jezebel, glory to God, and put a threat out on him, a woman, put a threat out on him. That's all he done did, glory to God. Whether the man was fatigued, tired, or gone through so much, or whatever it is, the reason why he felt like, oh, he had to run and say he was the only one, glory to God, that only prophet that has left, because as Jezebel, glory to God, kill a false prophet. God said, I have 700, or is it 700, or even 7,000. I have to go back and read that. That is not bowed down to Baal. In the name of Jesus, he in a cave and so forth. Like, so in the meantime, when even God blessed and restored him, even from whatever it is, there are going to be some times fear might come upon us. There'll be some things, challenges may come upon us, but the God that we serve is faithful to his word. If he said a thing is going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass. But we got to make sure even at this time that we're living under grace, we still got to stay in a repentant heart every day. Stay with our heart and desire to fulfill his will, whatever it is. Build ourselves into a place more and more in the word that we're going to stand fast. We're not going to be bullied and buffed by the enemy, because, glory to God, the power that he has is not greater than our Lord. And true enough, glory to God, we can be in denial if we want to that the enemy don't have any power. So, like, we have power over him if we stand fast and hold fast to the promise of the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit do his job, and we stand on what God's word says, and we are filled with the Spirit to have our faith in me in place, glory to God, that whatever challenge comes, and that we have the power of reinforcement when we can turn back around and call our brothers, and any two stand touching, agreeing in prayer, glory to God, and one can chase 1,000, two can 10,000 to flight. We have weaponry that God has given us that not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down. But you got to be able to have the faith and the trust in God, and also know what your weapons are and how to use your weapons. Ah, glory to God. And keep your armor on. Like Pastor Burton had said many years ago, the soldiers go out there training, or either if they're in the military and doing whatever, or even if they were in war, they come back and they clean their weapons first. Make sure that even when you're going through a rough trial or this, that, and the other, make sure your helmet is on, right? Your shield of faith, glory to God. Your breastplate of righteousness, your sword, glory to God. Sharpen the tools, sharpen that. Your belt, glory to God, can't be unbuckled. It got to be true, glory to God, walking in truth, because so many of believers are not walking in truth, from the pulpit to the back door. Lies and deception, God is not pleased. And then our feet shut with the preparation of gospel. We got to be knowing, glory to God, we don't have nothing on our back, because Jesus is our real God. Then he gave us angels at as our disposal. Glory to God. And he even gave us that power of that word, glory to God. We got to know, go out the territory that we're to go in the name of Jesus. And glory to God, don't cross over into nothing that God didn't tell you to do, no matter how, and not to be covenant nobody else's gift. Glory, I make sure you stay in your lane. We might be helpers one to another. Glory, our arm may help, glory to God, another part of our body, but we don't walk on our arm. Glory to God, our feet, glory to God, may be able to go into places, and we might be able to do some things with that, but our feet, glory to God, don't take the place of other parts of our body that we need to do. All have their own part, glory to God, to do in the name of Jesus. And God, we are to walk collectively, glory to God, in carrying out the assignment that God has. When we call ourselves, glory to God, dismissing this one and that part of the body, it's not like, glory to God, you don't cut off your arm for this. You don't turn back around and pluck out the eye for that or whatever like this, because we got to make sure that we walk together, not allow the enemy to divide us, because he said a house or a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. We got to be able to stand together and make the choice, glory to God, regardless of, glory to God, with this pain of this flesh. The flesh don't want to die, so it's going to feel pain. The more and more, glory to God, we cry out, glory to God, that flesh is not dying like it's supposed to. It's supposed to die out more and more daily, so that way the Spirit of God can live within us. And the more we will react to the things of God, he said flesh and blood will not enter the kingdom of God. And he done told us, glory to God, flesh is not going to glory in his sight. And so when he said, glory to God, for he draw nigh to us and we draw nigh to him, that's by the Spirit. Glory to God. We got to be in a place, glory to God, that we'll know God will answer many times before we even ask. He said, if you delight yourself, that's what people get caught up in the second part of the B part of it, desiring. Glory to God. No, you delight in God. Hallelujah. He'll give you desire, because your will become his will, and whatever you desire is not going to be outside the will of the Lord. You want that woman's husband, glory to God. You want that man's wife, glory to God, because you desire it. He's supposed to give you and come against his word. The devil is a lie. Blood of Jesus. You want this, somebody else, glory to God, anointing from how they live and whatever like this, right? But you don't want to go through nothing. Glory, I want my pastor's anointing. I want Paul's anointing. I want this, that. Do you want to go through what they went through to be able to get that and to have that anointing and keep that anointing? Suppose you go over to God, got a pastor, glory, had a bad luck. Spirit, glory to God. Every time you just had and glory to God, that's a fight that they got to deal with sometimes for lust. Oh, I want that anointing that is, and glory to God, and what other thing they might have gone. So you want that too, and you might not even be able to handle whatever that is to cause you, glory to God, to end up falling. Oh, glory to God. Help us to tune in to want the mind of Christ and live a life accordingly. We can be an encouragement to others. We can learn some things from each other, but we ought to not be covenant. Make the choice that no matter what, God, I'm going to live a life that's going to be pleasing in your sight. I have a promise. I can hold, and that is standing on God's word and the promises of the Lord, and it rips and maketh no sorrow. The song that it said says, I'm going to wait on the Lord. God, if you said it, you will perform it. It may not be how I want it, glory to God, hear what I will do. I'm going to wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I've trust in your power, in your word. I'm going to wait on you. I have tasted your goodness. I trust in your promise. Oh, yes, I will wait on the Lord. The Lord will renew your strength. Wait on him, I say, of the Lord. Choose you this day who you will serve. Praise the Lord God. We thank you for your word tonight. May that cover all the bases on all things. But we thank you, Lord God, for even blessing, even for the storm or the rain and whatever you still allow us to be on. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done thus far in the name of Jesus. That apply to us. Help us, Lord God, to stand on it. Some things, Lord God, is just a refresher. Glory to God. Other things that may bring an enlightenment that we may have gotten a little bit slack. Glory to God. But help us, glory to God, in whatever choice we make, let it be, glory to God, to choose you and for your will to be done in us. Thank you, Lord God, for even the old patriots that you have given them, glory to God, how to use an example for us to walk by. Some of the things that they were error in it, glory to God. Some things, glory to God, they were able to come back to the Lord. Some may not have came back, glory to God. Because even like with Judas, he chose, glory to God, to walk with the anointed and walk with you, and then decided, glory to God, because things didn't go his way, and then used, glory to God, asked for, glory to God, 30 pieces of silver just to betray you, and even with that, didn't even get to spend it, end up losing his life. God help us, glory to God, in the midst of whatever we do. Some things, glory to God, some may have to suffer before they even get back to the Lord. Let it not be that. But I thank you, Lord God, you said you're married to the backslider. God help us and know, glory to God, all things are possible through you, and we can do all things through you. Help us to know, glory to God, that even on this, you said, even in John 15, that your word let us know that the Father is the husbandman, you are the branches, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are the branches, and glory to God, you are the vine. Help us to stay connected to the lifeline, the vine, in the name of Jesus. Whatever is going on in our life is not lining up with your word. Let us not be to the place, glory to God, we're in denying and justifying or perpetrating the fraud, glory to God, trying to keep an image. God, we want to know at the end of the day that when we've completed all that you said for us to do down here in this earth, that you'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Don't call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying. God, we want to be at the point that we will not praise you with our lips and glory and our heart be far from you. So we're asking you more and more to help us in our shortcomings. And when God blesses somebody to come to us in the meekness, in the love, glory to God, in the spirit of you, that we will receive what is being said so we can find ourselves staying on that straight and narrow and not end up on Hollywood Boulevard. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to bless us to know when to make that transition, glory to God, to make that transfer, glory to God, to make sure that we're standing on the promises of the Lord. We pray ye one for another. Pray, glory to God, for myself as I pray, glory to God, for the body of Christ, that we align up with your word. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Help us to recognize when you are speaking, glory to God, we'll not be a people and so forth. You're speaking and you're doing some things and we don't recognize that as you. God, help us. God, you want to do a new thing in us, but we got to be willing to allow you to do it. And we got to know your voice and know your will so we can get to a point that witness in the Holy Spirit, we won't override or grieve him, so that way we will be in compliance. So I thank you again. I thank you for the women and men of God that you put in our lives that are trying to be that vessel, that light and transparent and leading your people, glory to God, on that path of righteousness, and that we will live accordingly. We love you today. We appreciate it. Cover us all in our families and loved ones and these, glory to God, people of God that you have blessed. Glory to God, even on this prayer line, and even for the faithful, glory to God, of the prayer warriors. And God, we just bless you for all those endeavors and things yet to come. Bind up Satan, all his course, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. Be eradicated right now in the name of even untimely death, sickness, and disease, as well as spirit of confusion and this spirit of COVID, the blood of Jesus. We are praying for deliverance and even for those ones that have been affected by it. God, we thank you for the blessings that will come out of it in the name of Jesus. As we pray and thank you, glory to God, for our sister Prophet Bird. God, for blessing her and coming through the sinus. And thank you for Evangelist Noel, glory to God, for touching with that vertigo, and even continue to bless our apostle, that you continue to use her for your glory and continue to touch her body in the name of Jesus. We just bless you for every one of these anointed vessels, glory out of these prayer warriors that you have faithfully every week, glory to God, on the Divine Connection prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we love you, as well as you bless our children, grandchildren, great-grand, our family, and our church family. We release all these things back in your hands and give glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. What a wonderful God we serve. He is awesome. Plead the blood of Jesus. Now, come on, my system. Just that quick. Okay, bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to open the lines, and if there is a prayer request, we'll take that, and then we're going to, if anyone that has any remarks after, we'll, so be it. Praise God. Take those. Uh-oh. I done moved too quickly trying to get the lines open. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is wonderful. Awesome God, we thank you for your loving kindness. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the doors that you're opening and the doors that you're closing and the things you're making us aware of that we may not have any idea that you were. Praise the Lord. Coming into a place where our eyes become open. Got a couple more to open up. Thank God for the vessels that are on. There's about 14 people tonight. Thank the Lord. All right. One more. I thought I missed. Thought I got it all. Praise the Lord. Now it won't open. Oh, God. I'm losing anybody tonight. I'm there. For some reason. Trying to lock up, but anyone that's already on that has, oh, Jesus. Okay. Anyone, praise God, that have a prayer request, we'll take that now, and then we also take the any remarks that the Lord bless, if there is any. We'll start with the apostle, if she's on, and Pastor Bird, if God's given her anything or a word tonight, then we'll take anyone else after that if there is no prayer requests. So if there is none, oh, God, I thought I had this line right here open. And my computer acting up. Can anybody hear me?
I hear.
Anybody else? Anybody else on the line that can hear? Oh, the computer acting up. Oh, Jesus, the Lord bless in Jesus' name. I'm binding you up, Satan, and loose your hold off of this system right now. Glory be to God. You get to the end, and then I hope that the lines are open and everybody can hear. Is anybody else can hear?
Jacqueline, I hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
The computer got to up. I'm trying to pull it up on my phone because the computer is okay. Does anybody have a prayer request before we take remarks?
June and I have a very difficult conversation about me not being the first conversation.
Does somebody got their TV on?
Close your eyes and your mouth.
Can you hear that?
I hear
it. Somebody has a phone or somebody's talking in the background. And ask them by the telephone number. Please mute your phone if you are that's here. Anybody have a prayer request? We want to take those now. We don't give no place to the enemy.
Minister BJ, could you pray for people with heart trouble and heart palpitations in the name of Jesus and gallstones? God deliver all of those in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gallstones, okay. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus at every request. By the evangelist, that anything that's going on, that the enemy has come up against the heart, glory to God, and try to bring in their heart attacks or heart attacks or either blockage in their heart, glory to God, or either with their veins. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind him and command him to loose his hold. We already know all of these things with the heart trouble and gallstones or any other kind of system, any kind of organs, glory to God, in our bodies that you've created, that the devil is alive for the attacks. You already told us that he would do this, but you came for us to have abundant life. So we'll cancel his assignment and command him to be loose from it in the name of Jesus, that the hearts will function, glory to God, as they should, and the blood will flow like it should. And with the gallstones, it'll be released and disincinerated in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We cancel that assignment in Jesus' name, even from the pain and the agony from it. And God, we thank you for your divine healing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. Okay, since we don't have any prayer requests, we'll start with a prophet Bert or Apostle Burton if she's on the line for those for remarks or either word from the Lord, however. And then we're going to take on for any of our prayer warriors, anybody else that have any remarks. Are there lines?
Hey,
are y'all hello?
Bless the Lord. Amen, I'm here. I thank the Lord for part of what you spoke on tonight. It was like you was in our church service today.
Whoa.
Talking about Jonah and how disobedient Jonah was and how much he feared the Lord. Some of the same words and everything else. And I'm like, okay, Lord, we're going through a second service with the same thing. But God is awesome, and he just proved his word. The woman of God spoke this morning, said, run, Jonah, run.
Oh,
and she
wow.
was telling Jonah, you need to run to the Lord instead of running from the Lord.
Right.
So many of us running from the Lord when we need to be running to the Lord and walking in, talk about disobedience and how disobedient he was. But I thank the Lord for the word tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord that he trying to call us back to himself. So he can do a work in us, and we can do a work for him. So I bless
Amen.
The Lord for the speak of the hour tonight, too. To God be the glory for what he is doing, and how we know that because of what we heard today and tonight, that the women of God and men of God are hearing from the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to his name. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Bless God. Appreciate it. Prophet Bird, you still there or your line didn't come open? Computer has been acting up. So anyone else after that? Because I know, bless the Lord, I don't know what else to do. I've tried to open, but it's circling around, so I have my phone to have open up, but even hear anybody else. So anyone else have a remark? We'll go ahead and take it.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Thank God
for
the food. That was very good. Because really, obey God is what will carry us through. And faith in God. And you know something that you said, make choice. A lot of people don't believe that. Each one of us got to make a choice. We've got to make a choice. If we decide to follow God, we can decide to follow the world. We got to make a choice, make one out of two. And I was so happy when you bring everything direct, because people need to know, man, if you're going to live for God, then live for God, not for the world and God together. Both of them can't be the same. No, you got to make up your mind. Serve one and stand faithful regardless what comes. So I enjoy the word tonight, my dear. I enjoy. That was one of those, what you call it, Philip Manion.
Yes,
I might have pronounced that thing wrong, but that's good.
Yeah, you have it right.
Right. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm in agreement with what I've heard so far. I thank and praise God for that message on tonight, Minister BJ. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And I'm in agreement with that. Praise God. I've put down just a few notes. Praise God. Because you had a lot of good information, and I always pray, Lord, let us hear from you and hear what you want us to know. And I heard you talked about making sure the inside of the vessel is clean. Praise God. If we want to see Jesus, praise God, we better make sure our inside, what the scripture said, clean hands and a pure heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you've got to decide, hallelujah, as I heard Mother Alexander say, make a choice. You got to choose, praise God. You got to choose God. Choose what's good, praise God. Choose to believe his word. Get and a word I use a lot, get in agreement with the word of God. So I choose, praise God, Jesus, hallelujah. I choose, praise God, in the name of Jesus to be in obedience to his word, praise God. And then I put a little note by, you mentioned Hannah. You know, some of the different persons in the Bible, just about anybody that you bring up, they always have a message for us. And I, when you brought up Hannah, how, you know, she prayed for that child, a son to be specific, and she told the Lord she would give him back to God. And she was willing after he was weaned, she did do that. Now, I put down a note next to that, say, you know, our problem is when God bless us with children, we try to keep them for ourselves. And I put myself in remembrance in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, verse 4, that scripture that says all souls belong to God. He may place someone in our care to take care of them, to bring them up, to know who God is, to teach them the right way, praise God. But at the end of the day, they belong to God. When I read that scripture, that all souls belong to God, I said, Lord, you have taken the pressure off of me. Because sometimes it's hard when you got these different personalities that come up, even though you try to teach them and bring them to church and teach them what's right, but they make choices. Everybody got to choose. But you don't want to make the bad choice. You better choose Jesus while you have the blood running in your vein. I put that note down. I put another note. I heard you say obey God. What good is knowing the word if you're not going to obey it? Praise God. God want us to live. Jesus came that we might have life to the full. And praise God, we must hear what God is saying and get, and I'm in agreement with his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to keep, and then I put a note, you said, you're going to reap what you sow. So you got to sow good seed. You better watch what you're sowing. If you sow, if you don't give mercy, how can you expect to get mercy in return? You can go in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and read and study up on that. Praise God. And then I put a note you mentioned about Cain and what he did, praise God. And I put a note, well, if Cain was here today, what would he tell us? He would tell us to choose good and don't choose evil, because when you choose not to be an obedient or not to choose what's good, what's happening, sin is lying at your door and is waiting to pounce on you. That's what I put, what Cain may say. And you mentioned about Jonah. You mentioned so many different patriarchs in the word of God, and like I said, every last one of them that you mentioned, they all have something that they would say to us today. And you mentioned Jonah. When you mentioned Jonah, praise God, I put, well, Jonah, what would you say? Jonah said, you better obey God the first time. He said, you can avoid a whole lot of trouble if you just obey God the first time. And then you mentioned my favorite, one of my favorites is Apostle Paul, praise God. He mentioned, now this, in the world, Jesus told us in John 16, praise God, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Paul said, what you mean, crying for me? He said, this is but a light affliction compared to what you mentioned about that there is an eternal weight of glory, praise God, that's awaiting for us who have decided, praise God, hallelujah, that we're going to do it God's way. And God is not letting us go through whatever challenge it is that we're facing. We ain't never going through it alone, because he made a promise, and he is the promise keeper. I'll never leave nor forsake you. I give God the glory. I could have keep on, but that's enough for now. I thank and praise God for that good word, and that was a good plate of food. You got plenty of it to nourish on, and you can go be like the cow. Come back and gnaw on it some more. God bless you, woman of God. I thank you for the message. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. I thank God for the word tonight also. I kept hearing over and over through everything that was saying that if God is with you, he will not leave you alone. He'll bring you out. He gives you instructions. He just does not leave you. If you follow those instructions and do what he says, no matter how or what kind of situation you get in, he's still there with you to lead and guide. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay, we're going to keep it rolling.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Hubbard, I really enjoy you on tonight. I was writing down some little notes myself on tonight. I was looking at that part where you were saying, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And I thought about it on that situation. We first got to decide. We got to decide to follow Jesus. And then this other part, we say, cast your cares on the Lord. Cast your cares on the Lord. And then I've written down something else where it says, wait a minute, make up your mind. You know, you're going to cast your cares on the Lord, but you got to make up your mind and make the choice to live for him, not to live for nobody else, but to live for him. I asking a question, you said, What is our choice? So there's a lot of choices out there. What is our choice? And then you said Joshua 1:8, where it said meditate day and night, where he said meditate day and night. And also I read this part where it said walk by faith when the way is not clear, when you can't even see the way, when you don't even know how the way is going to be made. You just letting us know. No matter what come or go, walk by faith. And it said, we got to make sure we are examining ourselves. Yes, we got to make sure we're examining ourselves and going through situations and trials and tribulations, because sometimes we fall short at things too. So I just thank God for the word of God on tonight, because it was just something that I was just taking heed to, and it said, choose who you will serve. And wait on him. And then there was another one that said, choose today. I read this part right here. I said, choose today who you are going to serve. So I thank God for your talk.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I thank and praise God for that word tonight, to choose choice. And it's our choice which one we choose, who we choose to follow. And when we got our minds made up, I thank God, you know, it's easy to choose the Lord, but we got to have our minds made up to follow Jesus and him alone. And if we keep our minds on him, he'll keep us in peace. Perfect peace, the word says. And that makes our choice real easy to serve him. But, and not only that, what I got out of the message is, in order to, when we make the choice who we're going to serve, we, especially Jesus, we got to keep a standard of holiness lifted up. We got to keep a standard of righteous living lifted up, you know, because we the only Jesus some of this world going to ever see when we walking according to his will. And not only that, we got to say what he say, we got to do what he do. He said to us, the word said about us, we are a holy nation and a royal priesthood. And, you know, we just got to be obedient. I thank God for that word, because, you know, we got to either be hot or cold. We can't even be lukewarm walking this walk. And what one good thing that came to my mind, too often Christians sin, and not just sin, sometimes that we as Christians mess up, but we don't want to confess our sin. We don't want to confess our faults. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we want to sweep it under the rug, but it's time out for that. We got to confess it. Amen. Ouch. That hit Amen. Me. Thank the Lord. But we got to confess it so we can be clean. No matter what comes our way, though the storms rage, the winds blow, we got to stay, lift up a standard, you know, and we got to keep that standard lifted. I thank and praise for that word tonight. I got
praise
a lot
Lord.
Out of
thank
it.
You.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. I appreciate it. Amen. Anyone else have anything to say before we close?
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. I just want to say I thank God for the word on tonight. Sorry, I'm rushing. Thank God. Praise God for all the saints and elders on the phone. As always, an on-time word and just a word to help you to understand, you know what, take inventory, to step back and see, you know, what's been going on, what are you doing, where are you standing, is your mind right, are you being obedient? So I just thank and praise God for the word on tonight. So y'all have a blessed one. Take care. Keep on listening and preaching the word of God. I appreciate you, my mother, my pastor. I love you. Bless y'all.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, baby. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if my guests have anything to say, you're free to speak if you like to. Praise the Lord. If not, I do thank God again for the word tonight at all. Definitely, you encourage my heart from the words. I don't never take that for granted. Praise the Lord. Because even in the midst of seeking the Lord and bringing the word, and sometimes you write a lot, and then some things he put in your spirit, the other things you don't get to, but I just wanted to be able to bring out what he said. And so it's a blessing to hear that the response of how it touched each person's heart, and it's a blessing to have the encouragement. Praise the Lord. So I thank God again for you all, and pray God continues to bless and use you for his glory. And thank God, Lord. Thank God for Elder Johnny May. We'll look forward to hearing her on the second Sunday of next month. Bless the Lord. And so God has a plan for how he always does, how he works things, you know, that he may get the glory. We may not all always understand or what's up, even like what some of the words said tonight and whatever like this, but just being able to have a hearing, being functioned the way he would have it to go. So we just want to praise God. Thank God for Apostle being on the line, and Prophet Bird had to step off because she had to go, you know, eat the, you know, she has to have eat at a certain time. Praise God. So we thank God for all that was already said and done, and all the remarks and accolades that were said. So as we release ourselves on the line tonight, we pray God's blessings over everyone. Pray he continue to use you for his glory. Pray glory to God, and thank God for Apostle with that word that said it even confirmed a message in the house, and that right there even was very inspiring and encouragement to hear that too as well. So we pray God's continue to use you all for his glory, and that we continue to pray one for another and esteem others more highly than ourselves, and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and make the choice, glory to God, mm-hmm. to rejoice in the Lord and obey his will, and know that we have a purpose and a plan, and we are maybe the only Bible that somebody reads, and what are the things they are seeing? Help us to be conscious when we're in the marketplace, when we're in our homes, when we're at the jobs and whatever like this, because we never know who is watching us, and then again, with how effect we're going to have on their lives. And sometimes it might end up in a meeting, glory to God, and it was one of the days you were showing out or flesh got on parade, and then they were looking at you like when they could, instead of hearing the message, their mind may be more on that individual sitting in the pulpit or that person sitting there singing or playing music or whatever like this right here or some other position holding this. That's how you all are. And it's shame that sometimes that people judge for one person, but we are the ones supposed to represent, and we're the ambassador. So in the meantime, help us, glory to God, that all of us, even when we decree and declaring what the word is saying, all of us to make a conscious effort, and not saying we're not going to make mistakes, but to make the choice to stand for God, and even when pressure comes, that we're going to stand on God's word through these storms and call for the help when we need it. In Jesus' name, we love you. We appreciate you. If there is nothing else, then we speak blessings upon you and have a wonderful week, and look forward to prayer time on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Praise the Lord as we continue to intercede and exalt the Lord. Amen. Have a wonderful night and blessings upon you. In Jesus' name. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. And angels be in camp. Shalom.
Angels be in camp. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.